The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Padraig Hassan, the financial advisor, though, is with me in the meantime to talk about financial literacy, because this is fascinating, Padraig. It turns out that we think we're more financial literate than we are, according to a survey out today. We're overly confident.
Thanks, Kieran. Yeah, I'm not surprised at that. Money, to me, is a fascinating subject. But it's a subject that's rarely discussed. If we start at home, we learn really what we know about money from our parents. There's nothing formal in school. You need a license to drive a car, but you don't need anything to earn money. And then you're expected to know what to do with that money.
Mm.
And the money industry entirely has altered hugely. It's both become complicated and simplistic and almost in the same sentence.
In what way? Explain that.
So access to money now is a lot easier in terms of you can tap Revolut, you can switch instantly. So if you need to, if you're short of money in your card on the night, you can have it within 10 seconds. So a whole lot has happened in terms of the currency aspect of it being taken away from the wallet, leaving a lot of people, particularly the younger generation, not even knowing what they've spent on a night until they go back to the account the following morning. And a lot of trust in what you're tapping for and not even knowing what it went through for. So there's a kind of a looseness about it, is what I would say. And fine, if you have money, that's all fine. There's another area that's quite a big concern. That's the whole area of gambling and the ease of access to gambling now, particularly on the phones, particularly in bedrooms late at night. And it's a huge issue in Ireland at the moment, particularly with the younger generation, where vast sums of money can quickly evaporate from an account. And the depression, the dependency on alcohol and all of the other things that could stem from that. However, that's the young people. The issue at the moment as well, just as importantly, is as you move along, the complication of mortgages and pensions and investment and so forth becomes quite complicated, but we're living longer than we've ever lived. So there's now a whole cohort of people over 70 who are going to require and do require as much advice and information and guidance as they did maybe in their 20s, 30s, 40s. And that is a key area, because the biggest commodity that's available there is trust. In other words, you're at a stage in life where you can't afford a mistake because you don't have the time to come again. And I'm not saying anybody should make a mistake here. And it's just if you're younger and you have the ability to make back the mistake and learn from the mistake. But if you're 70 plus and you're in your retirement and you're budgeting and you're trying to manage on the money, have I enough to live on? Will I see out my days? Particularly now as we're living longer, is also a big area of concern.
Okay, so let's split people up then into two groups. I mean, when it comes to kids who are still in school, how much focus should there be, increased focus on financial literacy?
I think it should be a requirement.
Yeah.
I don't think there should be even a debate on it now. It's kind of introduced in home economics. It's obviously, if you have a tendency or an aptitude for accountancy or economics, of course you're going to learn about money in that area. But for the purpose of getting an honour or a point or more points towards a degree, the aspect of money and understanding money, depending on the stage, so even in junior school, you can age adjust it very easily, but it should absolutely be a focus. It is in some countries, because look at the benefit it'll give the state and the countrywide going forward. If it's written across the board, because it's okay if you're in the economic circumstances that your parents are well off or you're going to a better school. But if you're from a low income or a low dependency on welfare household, then it's a far greater challenge, because it's a week by week those people are living by, when in fact there's never a long-term view taken or a long-term. And understanding money, particularly, I think, can absolutely be said to children, can be said to teenagers. You have graduates coming out of college who are walking into 50,000 salaries and they have no idea what to do with it.
Yeah. And then for those graduates or people who kind of above that cohort, for whom changes in the education system would be of no benefit, they're long done and dusted with it. I mean, what can we do? Where can they go? Are there resources out there that they should be accessing?
Well, that's the funny thing. There is lots, but getting the traffic to them is the challenge.
Yeah.
Because for a lot of people, money is a boring subject until it becomes a crisis. So you have the likes of Conor Pope, Charlie Weston, and lots of people ask about money, but it's only when references are is important to you that you seek out what's happening. There isn't the desire or the wherewithal or the knowledge requirement to say, I need to find out about this. I need to know what happened. I'll give you an example. A lot of people today have what I recall recurring charges on their bank accounts.
Mm.
And it was with something you bought with your card. It's not a direct debit, but it's next impossible to cancel it. So I would always tell people to take 2 months of a bank account and go through it line by line and see, is there anything that you don't know what you're spending it on in the account,
yeah,
and get it cancelled. And I would say there's a huge amount of people out there who have recurring charges and they can't remember what did I, and they thought it was a one-off charge when they bought it,
yeah,
but suddenly keeps reappearing and it just slides by because it's €2 or €8 or €3 and they don't notice it.
Yeah. I wonder what your sense of it is. I have a feeling that there's an attitude out there that, you know, going out and seeking financial advice is for the very poor or the very well off. And if you're kind of in between, you don't do it. You kind of think, well, I'm not in financial difficulty, so I'll just keep kind of pottering along. Or, gosh, I hardly have enough money to be going and talking to a financial advisor.
Yeah,
seems to be a kind of a prevailing attitude. I get that sense.
There is that view. And as I said, until you're needed, you're not contacted. So for somebody preparing for a mortgage, but you nearly have to go through a stage. Take the mortgage, for example. As we say in the office all the time, you have to be application ready now. And that could be a lead-in of a year in preparing for your budgets, what you're trying to spend. If Paddy Power is on the account, it needs to be taken off the account. There's a whole series of things that to get you application ready. What I would say to people in regards to those who consider it a boring subject, or I'm fine and there's nothing wrong, what's the worst that can happen? You might learn something.
Yeah.
In other words, if you know it all, great. But do you? And challenge that. And there are, as I say, plenty of places that have dealt with the financial literacy. It's an ongoing matter. I know the Minister for Finance is particularly interested in this area because it benefits the country as well if the literacy improves. So where should it start from? Of course, it should start from children. The old post office savings book was where most of us started saving because we were told to go in with the pound or the 50 pence and put it in. There used to be stamps we were given and it nearly became a game within families to see how much you could do and how long you'd, and a lot of it was just left there. But the inertia of Irish people when it comes to finance is quite remarkable, Ciarán. I mean, you look at, there's 165 billion on overnight accounts in Irish banks. A lot of that is caused by ignorance or fear of not looking where they could go and maybe do better or do a lot better in terms of what their return could be. The risk element, we have a phrase in the office, risk is not knowing what you're going into. It isn't that it might go up and down, but if you understand it, some of that risk can be eroded.
Pádraic, listen, great advice. And thanks a million for popping into us.
Pádraic
Hassan, the financial advisor.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.